In the book, I do argue that these kind of electoral movements around Jeremy Corbyn and Bernie Sanders, they're definitely playing a part, and they have to kind of play a part in the current context. And certainly they're a lot more interesting than electoral projects have been over the last few years, in terms of they're having, much more grassroots movement around them. I basically argue there are four, logics of the left, broad kind of perspectives that people have on taking action, and we need to find a way of bringing those together. And one of them is what I call taming, which is this idea of from within the state, sort of reforms to kind of soften the effects of capitalism and all these kind of things. I also bring that in with smashing, which is this idea of we've got to have people doing direct action outside of electoral movements, on the streets, not just momentum and all this kind of stuff, but everywhere in all kinds of different contexts. This idea of building, where we have to build the new world in the shell of the old, as they used to say, or what they do still do say, the IWW. This idea that we've got to create the institutions we want to see in the world, right now, all the cooperatives and all this kind of the digital commons and all this kind of stuff has to be there, ready and waiting. And then there's this idea also of healing, which is, we could have all of this direct action, all these great electoral movements, or, all of these cooperatives and stuff, and we could still actually be acting in quite oppressive ways between each other. And so we've got to have kind of, we think in terms of care and all the different kind of internal power struggles that can be within the left. And currently these four, smashing, building, healing and taming, sometimes they can end up pulling in very different directions and sort of eating each other a little bit. So, I'm trying to kind of find a way that they can all drive in the same direction.